Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, man. Just want to talk about the boys in blue. Hey, man. Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ? Hey, man. What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too? Hey, man. How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know. Hey, man. What do you think of Slugger and FM radio? Hey, man. Is it true? You're a deadhead too. Hey, man. Kid baseball, want to talk music with you. Hey, man.
My favorite part.
Yeah.
You are listening to 96.5 The Fan, KFNZ, FM, AM, HD, and HD2. I don't know if I'm doing this right.
HD1, HD2, Kansas City.
And markers are.
Hey, we'll never be Josh.
Legally, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll never be Josh. But
none of us will.
Something happened over this weekend that merited a friend of the show to come on.
So. Phil Lesh passed away, one of the great members of the Grateful Dead, so we figured we'd bring on our resident Dead expert, Matt Quattrero, to talk about the passing of Phil Lesh. Your thoughts, Matt?
Oh, I thought you had me on to talk about cheese blankets.
Yes!
We can do
He's
that,
back,
too.
Baby!
You're back! Yeah, man, you're back, and better than ever, and so are your pitchers with Michael Wacha getting signed back in the fold. We'll get on Wacha here in just one second, but how's the offseason been for you? What's been going on? Big honey-do list? What is the offseason been like?
I'm just trying to spend as much time with the kids and my wife as possible. You know, we got all the typical stuff: soccer, basketball practice, birthday parties, some yard work, all the fun stuff.
Well, you should come out on Saturday at the Landing in Liberty and join us from 2 to 6, or 2 to 4, I should say. We're doing a meet and greet for our friend Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, and we're going to be there as well. If you want to come out and eat chicken fingers, you're more than welcome to do so.
Or cheese blankets.
Or cheese blankets.
Well, if chicken fingers are involved, my kids will be there. I might have to bring them.
Yeah, you can absolutely bring them. I'll shoot you the address a little bit later on. We'd love to have you out there. There's going to be a dignitary out there as well that wants to meet both Dusty and Mac, who puts sour cream in her purse and brings it to Mexican restaurants. So that's coming as well. So
that
will be there as well. Sour cream for you.
Hey, go ahead.
So getting Wacha back up, how much does that just kind of take the stress off your plate going, all right, we got this solved going into the offseason?
Well, it was definitely something that we had as a priority. You know, I mean, you know, who knows what would have happened if he had gone to free agency? I mean, we still would have been in the mix, or the player option. You know, you just never know how that stuff's going to work out. But for Mr. Sherman and JJ and Scott to, like, prioritize prior to the free agency starting was great. You know, and I think it's great for us as a team, but it's also great for the message it sends to other possible free agents and to the guys that are still here that, like...
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we didn't think last year was a fluke. We thought we could have, you know, gone further, whatever, however you want to message it, but that, you know, the commitment is there and the desire to win is there.
I thought it was important, as we're talking to Royals manager Matt Cotrero here on 96.5 The Fan. And Matt, I thought it was great because, you know, you guys obviously, you go from, you know, 56 wins to 86 wins. And then in the offseason during the quiet time, which the only time I ever heard quiet time was when my parents wanted to take a nap and they told me I couldn't talk. But you get this done. And to me, it looks like it's the stepping stone of what this team wants to be. You guys are telling everybody, at least in my opinion, we are going to be a playoff team and a threat for the years to come, and it's moves like this that prove that.
Yeah, I mean, it's well said. I mean, I think, you know, no, baseball is definitely not a one-person sport, and no one, you know, player is going to be the answer to everything, but you need a deep team, and to continue to put pitching out on the field like we saw this year was, without question, the biggest change from the previous season, and to have Waka back. You know, he's found some things in his delivery and his pitch mix and all those things to be as successful he is this far into his career, and his desire to keep getting better is something that rubbed off on the team without a doubt. And his work as a teammate is another thing that, you know, you've heard me talk about all year. And those things, I think, are big factors in the growth of the younger players and the guys that are going to be the people to carry the torch moving forward when we keep going the next few years down the road.
Well, it's been a heck of an offseason, like, already for you guys. Obviously, Waka coming back is the big news, but last week we saw Salvi get Man of the Year, the Roberto Clemente Award. I mean, you've had now an opportunity for two seasons to kind of see Salvi do his thing. When somebody says Salvador Perez to you, what do you tell them back in return?
Yeah, you know, first of all, to be able to be on the call to tell Salvi that, you know, to hear the joy in his voice and the excitement and kind of the disbelief that he really won that award was just, it was really emotional, very touching moment because of how much that meant to him as a person and to the work that he's put in and will continue to put in to the community and all, you know, Venezuela, Colombia, all the things that you guys know about what he does. You know, and then he was also recognized with the award, the Stan Musial Award, too, for, you know, things, another community-based award in St. Louis. Just the things that Salvi stands for as a person are more impressive than what the fan base knows about him as a player, you know, and his resiliency and posting up every day as a catcher for all these years for the Royals is remarkable. But the person he is and how genuine he is really touching, and that's going to go well beyond his playing career in any walk of life, whether it's here, whether it's in Venezuela, wherever he ends up settling. You know, he's going to be that type of person and change the lives of others for the rest of his life.
I want to get back to the to the Waka signing, because I remember, I don't know how much these stories are true that they put on MLB Network, but I remember Seth Lugo came to Kansas City and then basically was part of the recruiting process of getting Michael Waka here about how he'd love it, the organization, the coaching staff, the players, and all that sort of thing. Lugo wins Gold Glove. Bobby wins a Gold Glove. Big day yesterday for the team all around, right? You get Gold Gloves, you get Waka signed. But how much of that is true, that this is, you know, the reason why this team, yeah, pitching's great, but more so the reason why it's turned such a sharp corner and gone the right direction is that it's more of a family-based thing. Because, like, we had George Brett, and he said 14 and 15 gave me a lot of vibes of that when he went to the locker room this year.
Well, that's great to hear from George. You know, I mean, he's got the most experience of anybody in this organization, and to hear him say that, that's great. You know, and I think when you look at the signings from last winter, those guys took a tremendous leap of faith in believing in what JJ and the organization was saying and, you know, what direction we were going to go, because there were plenty of guys that if you had asked them, they had no interest in coming here because of the losses. And, you know, for those guys to say, hey, we're going to be the difference makers, we're going to be the people that turn this around, that took a lot of faith by them. And, you know, to reward them for what they've, that faith and also what they've been able to do as players on the field and people in the locker room, I mean, I think that speaks volumes to who we are and what we stand for, and I think you're going to see that continue to grow as more and more, you know, reps under our belt, so to speak, with bringing new players in, and you know, you got to continue to win, right? I mean, it's a performance industry, and there's no guarantees from one day to the next in this game. So these guys are the kind of people that help you put, like, your chances of stacking good decisions and good people and, you know, good players on top of each other, and you're going to need a lot of them.
What's the pitch this year, Matt, for the free agents like Juan Soto? How are you going to pitch him on Kansas City?
Well, the first thing was you were going to pitch in a large portion of your salary to get us to where we need to be. That was the first pitch.
We got a long way to go, my friend. But I will, if it means getting Juan Soto, let's go. I'll scratch a check, right?
Yeah, no, I think the things that we've done and the people that are in this locker room speak volumes, and, you know, certainly the players like Bobby and Salvi are an attraction for free agents, and the commitment and knowing what Mr. Sherman is committed to the future of the organization, you know, and players want to win, and if they think it's a place that they can win, you know, and the playing time is going to be there or the innings are going to be there for them, they'll be in. And I think, you know, the thing that we can hang our hat on is we're going to be honest with players. We're going to tell them the opportunity that's there and, you know, how we see the vision going forward. And if it's a fit for them and a fit for us, I don't think it'll be an issue.
Well, I think that's great to hear, because for me, the Waka signing means, like, all right, everybody now should understand what John Sherman's about. He's not screwing around. We want to win here in Kansas City, and he's going to make it possible for you. I mean, to have that from ownership has got to take a lot off your plate and a lot of stress off your plate, knowing that, hey, we're doing the best we can, and ownership is helping out with that cause. A lot of times guys don't do that.
Well, I mean, I can only speak to this organization as a you know, the only place I've managed, so... You know, I had a great feeling in the interview process as soon as I met Mr. Sherman, and the way that his relationship with JJ and Scott and the whole front office, that sets the tone for our day-to-day work, and that sets the tone for the vibe in the whole organization. And I think it's a great place to work. They're really good people that are honest with each other, and sometimes there's disagreements like there should be to keep pushing things forward. But without his support, clearly none of this is possible. And, you know, again, it is a message to the players that want to come here and the ones that are already here that we do want to win. And it's a great message to send, because ultimately, like I said, this is a performance industry, and you got to have people that want to do that and people that are capable of doing that in order to compete.
What is on your wish list for the offseason when it comes to needs for the team?
You know, I think, you know, I'll be honest, I think we need to look at everything. I mean, that's the mentality we need to have, is we can take a step back in one area if you're taking two steps forward in another. And I think that's the creativity we need to figure out how to put the best 26-man, the best 40-man roster together all the time. And those things can evolve, right? I mean, you don't have a fixed 40-man the whole year. You don't have a fixed 26-man. So I think trying to be opportunistic in upgrades where we see areas, you know, I think we need to do that. But I don't think there's any one thing that we have to say, oh, we need this player or we need this position, because we have a lot of athleticism, a lot of versatility, and I think that's what's going to serve us well.
Matt, we appreciate the time. I know it's the off season, and, you know, you don't have to do this, but I can tell you this from experience. You do have the city behind you after this year. I can promise you that from everything they've watched. I know that the upper management has done it, and we appreciate the time and can't wait to get to, you know, surprise Arizona and see it all start over again.
Well, thank you guys. No, the support is awesome. I feel it, truthfully feel it, and walking down the street, you know, running into people at stores and restaurants, and it's great to be here in Kansas City, and it's been a lot of fun this year, and hopefully we make it even better next year.
No doubt. All right, we'll see you for chicken fingers on Saturday.
All right.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.